Yes, Jesus Christ says, go into the world and preach the gospel. That's Matthew's gospel. Let's look at that. Matthew's gospel 28. Right. Matthew 28 verse 19. It says, let's start from verse 18. And Jesus came and said unto them, saying, all power, that's the word authority, is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. That word teach there is the word that means to make disciples or to educate people, right? Educate all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, of the Holy Ghost. It says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, that word lo means behold, be conscious of something, that I am with you always, even unto the end of this age. So one thing Jesus notes here is that we have a mission, and this mission spans within a specific age. All right, this mission spans within a specific age. So the world we live in right now is in an age. What I mean by age there, the word there is the word aeon. It refers to a span of time. A span of time. But you know, oftentimes we refer to Jesus as the Rock of Ages. It means that he reigns from ages to ages. He's eternal. So the world we are in now is an age. The age where God wants to build his family. All right? That's the age we are in. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. That's the age that we are in right now. The age where God wants to build his family. I'll say that again. Matthew's Gospel 28. What does it say? All right. Excuse me. Matthew's Gospel chapter 28 verse 19. It says, go ye therefore and teach, that's the word, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So it says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. Lo, I am with you even unto the end of this age. So the age we are in right now is where God wants to build his family. Is the age where God wants to build his family, right? So Jesus says, lo. I said the word lo there means to behold, to be conscious. Be conscious of this fact. You cannot lose your sight of this fact. It says, lo, I am. Some people said that when Jesus was saying lo, he was referring to the short people. You know, he said, lo, I am with you always, you know, even unto the end of the world. Now, the word, like I said, the word world, there is the word aeon, refers to an age. So it says, be conscious of this fact that I am with you. Hallelujah. Always. All right, unto the end of this age. So there's an age that we are in right now, and that age is where God wants to build his family. Look at Genesis chapter 1. And you remember we said in our teaching series of the love of God, where we talked about evangelism and the gospel of Christ, the content of the gospel, and the fact that the gospel is it's not trying to fight against other religions. It's not one of those other religions. And the one friend of mine, the lady, she, you know, this period during the World Cup, you know, the issues with the Qatar and the other nations, Western nations, you know, with their own beliefs and all of that. So this girl posts on her WhatsApp status. I don't usually comment on people's WhatsApp status, to be honest, but for some reason I just decided to do that. Now she basically said. She said something like, that's the problem with you religious people. You do not respect the religions of other, or something around those lines, whatever it was. And then I decided to like engage her a little bit, like, because she was saying that, okay, at the end of the day, let love just lead, something like that. So I tried to engage that thought a little bit. And then she's there saying, oh, that's a problem. You religious people, you're always like this. And I just thought to myself, I said, if only you understood the words I spoke to you, you would not be saying certain things. You understand? When somebody just hears you talking about Jesus, they instantly think you are trying to convince them about something. This is an African person, by the way. He's not even a foreigner. I mean, when I mean foreigner, I mean foreign from our own, you know, race. the person is an African person. I can't remember the conversation we had. When I said something, she had, well, you know, when you say something to somebody, the person already has a stereotype of how they interpret what you're going to say. So they don't read what you said. They don't listen to what you said. They then respond according to their own stereotype of you. So that's what just happened. I said, did you read what I just told you? He said, are you questioning my brain? I said, it's fine. You know, I don't indulge people that way. Really, I really don't, you know, but the thing is that it's unfortunate that certain people already have a stereotype of believers, and I won't use the word shame, right? However, we wear it with boldness, with pride, all right? The consequence of preaching the gospel, whatever it is, we wear it with pride, all right? So that's just what it says. What's happening? You know, Bianca is, you know. All right, so that's the thing. We wear it with pride. That's just the truth, no matter what it is. But you see, the gospel of Christ is not one of those religions that try to, you know, combat, you know, this is my point, this is your point, this is a point, you know, this is, Jesus is stronger than Muhammad, Jesus is stronger than, you know, Krishna, and you know, all right, so he's having network, all right, that's a problem with certain nations. Hallelujah, glory to God. So now let's look at Genesis 1 anyways. Genesis 1, that's not our focus for tonight. Genesis 1, just I'm just trying to prepare so that we'll just pray a little bit tonight, and you know, minister to one another. Hallelujah. You ready? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void. I've explained this already. And the darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Now, before I move into this verse, Jesus already said we should preach the gospel, and we should preach the gospel knowing that He is always with us. Hallelujah. It says, Even unto the end of this age. Sorry, please excuse me. She just needs to get the, you know. Even to the end of this age, Jesus Christ is with us. We are preaching the gospel, not with an absentee Christ. You know how we sing this song? You came from heaven to earth to show us the way. From the earth to the cross, my debt you paid. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. So we often sing that Jesus went to the sky. Right? So he left us here. And then there's this meme that came out. I don't know if you guys saw it. I posted it as well. You know, I don't... Pastor Chris stopped me from being very active on Facebook. You know, I had to come to WhatsApp and see how active I can be. Even at that, I'm no longer as active as I used to anyways. But I posted a meme that said a conversation between a pastor and someone else. The person said, where is Jesus? I think I sent it to the group chat. You guys saw it. Let me find it. Let me find that. It's somewhere far. I really don't know where it is right now. You know, the person said, okay, let me look for it. Yeah, it said, where is Jesus? The pastor said, in heaven, waiting for his people. then the person then said, where are his people? The pastor then replied, here on earth. Then the person asked again, doing what? The pastor said, waiting for Jesus to come back. You know, so this is it's a poor reply. It's a poor defense or explanation or answer to the, or response, whatever it is, to these questions that whoever this person, you know, hypothetically is. You understand? So, but the point is, we don't have an absentee Christ. Jesus said, lo, I am with you. So if they ask you, where is Jesus? You shouldn't be saying he's in heaven. Hallelujah. Jesus is in us. Praise God. He didn't come to go. He didn't die, resurrect, and then went up. Someone said, but in Acts, he said Jesus ascended. I think we've explained the book of Acts, right? And explained all of these events in our New Creation series. You know, although we are not still done with that series, though, we still have some things to, address. However, we know that that experience was a vision. All right, it was a vision. They saw Jesus ascend to the spirit, to the realm of the spirit. Let me use that word, to the realm of the spirit. They beheld Jesus ascend to the glory of God, of the Father. That's a vision. All right, so Jesus didn't ascend to the sky, literally. He did not. Yeah, now you might say Jesus is in heaven. That's fine. However, why it's not advised to say he's in heaven? Because the general conventional understanding of the word heaven is sky from Christian doctrine right now, right? So you might want to just say Jesus is in us. Colossians 1 verse 27 says Christ in you. Christ in you. John chapter 14, Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. So Jesus is in us. He's not up. He's here on earth with the believer, in the family of the believer. John chapter 14 verse 1, he says, I go to prepare a place for you. He says, my father's family, my father's house. I think Bianca was there when I was explaining it in our local church back in Nigeria. I was explaining how, you know, some of them are looking at me like this. I was reading John chapter 40 where it says, in my father's house, there are many mansions. How that those things not refer to literal mansions, that you cannot find mansions in the house. So I was explaining that was referring to, you know, the indwelling of God's spirit in those who will believe in him. So when it says, I prepare a place for you, means you become one of the dwelling places of God, right? The tabernacle of God, amen. Amen. So, you know,
it's your mic muted. Let's mute it for you. All right, let's mute that. Let's mute that. One second. Okay, maybe it's network. All right, it's not working. Anyways, so you understand? So Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. So where is Jesus right now? If he's in heaven, pay attention to this. If he is in heaven, and we know that he said where he is, we would be. That means that heaven is not up, because we are right here on earth, and that's where he is. So what happened? Jesus, in his glorified state, wears that glorified body and is able to mass produce himself by the Spirit. You see that? So as Jesus, as a man with the flesh, he cannot indwell, not even anybody. But for him to mass produce himself, he would be a spirit and he would dwell by his spirit in men. It is still the same Jesus, no difference. So Jesus is in the believer. He says, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of this world, unto the end of this age where God wants to make men in his image. Hallelujah. So in Genesis 1, it says, the earth was without form and void. That's verse 2, Genesis 1, verse 2. Without form and void. I told us that word refers to a place of chaos, right? A place of chaos. And God said in verse 3, hope you're following. God said in verse 3, let there be what? Light. Who is that light? The light of Christ. That is Jesus. Amen? Oh, I don't like these Zoom meetings because there's nobody says anything. Praise God. But I believe that you guys are with me. Amen. You know, one thing that's not good is when you come in a meeting, is for you to, not pay attention and not be involved, you know. Hallelujah. You just have a few minutes to be involved. And God said, let there be light. That's the Christ. That's Christ, right? And God saw the light and that it was good. And God divided the light from what? Darkness. Well, you see the word divided, right? Divided, that word refers to a deliverance, a separation. So when you separate, right, light from darkness, you have people who were brought out of darkness into light. Okay, so that is salvation. So God had a plan of salvation. Now, if you look down, the phone I'm using right now is not very clear, so let's use this other one. So if we go down to verse 11. Look at verse 11. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, and the herb yielding seed, and the fruit yielding fruit after its kind, after his kind,
whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. Verse 12 says, and the earth brought forth grass and herb, yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw it was good. Verse 13, and the evening and the morning were the third day. And God, verse 14, said, let there be lights in the firmaments of the heavens to divide the day from the night and all of that. All right, now let's jump down to verse 21. Look at verse 21. Verse 21 says, and God created the whales, right? That's the sea creatures, and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after its kind. Now, notice a word there that's quite common. It's the word after its kind. So there's God. God makes one, and then that one reproduces after his own kind. Amen. So what you have in man, how would he produce after his own kind? All right, pay attention. So we have animals after animals after. What am I saying? Animals produce after their own kind. Fishes produce after their own kind. Trees after their own kind. So there's a first, and then there are others. There's a first, and then there are others. So in verse 26, God then says, Moses writes, Moses accounts that God said, let us make man in what? In whose image? So who is the first here? The first is God. In this case, the first is God. Let us make man in our image after our likeness. So we have animals after their likeness. And then we have what? Man that God wants to create after his own likeness. So watch this. You have a first one. And then the second, let's just use an example for a tree. The tree, let's say the apple tree, produces an apple tree after its own kind. That's the same. You won't find a single difference. And God said, let us make man in our own likeness. That means the man that would be in God's likeness would not be different from God. He's the same. He's the same. Now, we said the word image is a word that means the physical representation of an unseen being. It's a physical representation of an unseen being. That means it's something physical. The image of God will be something visible, natural, right? Right? When I say natural, I mean earthly. Would wear an earthly body. So, the image here is God's image. There's a first, and then others will come after his own kind, exactly like him. Amen. So, what do you find in the image of God? Look at it. He said, let them have dominion over, that's verse 26. Let them have dominion. You find dominion, God in God, right? Over everything that God has created. Over the cattle of the earth. Over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So everything that God has created in this earth, everything, every single thing, that man that is in the image of God would exercise dominion. So whether it be principalities, look at Colossians 1. Colossians 1, quickly, Colossians 1 verse 13. Look at Colossians 1 verse 13. It says, okay, let's read from verse 12. It says, giving thanks unto the Father, which has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. It says, who had delivered us from the power of darkness, you see that? Darkness, and had translated us, or transferred us, unto the kingdom of his dear Son. In verse 14, it says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn? You see that word first? That's the first. That's the image of God. The first of every other creature. You see that? You see that similarity? So we have the first, then we have others after his own likeness. So the image of God, yes, Christ. Now look at verse 16. For by him were all things created, amen, that are in heaven, amen, on earth, yeah. So there are things created in heaven, there are things created on earth. And then it says visible. I wish I had a physical, visible and what?
and invisible. So that means this man in the image of God, or this image of God, would exercise dominion over visible things and invisible things. Whether there be thrones or dominions, principalities, that's rulers, and powers, authorities. So they are in the spirit. In the spirit, they are authorities. In the spirit, they are authorities in the spirit. You know, there are spirit beings that are rulers. Amen? There are spirit beings that are rulers. It's not just angels. There are also other creatures that are spiritual beings that exercise a certain level of authority in the spirit. But you see, the man in Christ has dominion over everyone. So look at it. It says, all things were created by him, right? And for him. For it says, and he is before all things, and by him do all things consist. So which means we have the devil, amen, we have the angels, we have the creatures, right? The creatures, the obviously the undefined creatures now, but they are spirit beings that exist. All of them exist by Jesus. That means, that is to say, that that's why I keep telling people that when you are talking to a demon, you should not have any, you know, somebody said that, you know, Satan just touched my shoe. Satan just touched my shoe. I cannot put it on again. Hey, listen, even Satan himself knows that he's subject to Christ. And you know that Christ says, I am with you always. That means you are in the image of God. You have that same dominion. So that means Satan can only do things that you tell him to do. He can't do more than you ask him to do. You permit what he does and reject anything that he shouldn't do. Hallelujah. I hope I'm not too fast. Look at it. Look at verse 17 again. Look at verse 17. It says, he is before. He is before. That means the image of God in Genesis 1 verse 26 is not... It was not created in Genesis 1:26 after God had created everything. No, that image was before. Before the foundation of the world. Remember, Ephesians 1 tells us before the foundation of the world. 1 Peter tells us that. Ephesians tells us before the foundation of the world. All of these things, the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. That's the book of Revelations. So, he is before all things, and by him do all things consist. So, if Jesus Christ... Right? If Jesus Christ chooses to flick his fingers like this, they can disappear. If he chooses to, it's by him that they consist. They exist only because of his breath. Only because of his breath. So why should a believer be intimidated by negative circumstances that are influenced by evil spirits? Say, Satan is tormenting me. Satan. You know, all of that. I didn't plan to preach that. I was teaching on something else anyways. But anyways, so look at verse 18. It says, and he is the head of the body. That's the church. The church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that all things might have preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all the fullness dwell. All right? Hallelujah. Then look at verse 20. It says, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things to himself. By him, I say, whether they be things on earth or the things in heaven. All right? It goes on to say, and you were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he hath reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. So you see that right now we already have that state where we are functioning in God's power. Look at Genesis 1 again. Genesis 1 then says, and God created, verse 27, Genesis 1 verse 27, it says, and God made man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Right? So, you see, obviously, we know that when it says God created man here, he is not referring to the physical man. Referring to the man that would be in the image of God. That was a spiritual reality. It was not physical. So, when God saw this reality, he said, oh, this is beautiful. He said, this is beautiful. This man in my image is beautiful. This man is beautiful. In chapter 2, we see God formed man from the dust. Right? God formed man from the dust and presented with him that will, that ability to be in that image. And man chooses to fall. And look at Genesis chapter 5. So as a result of the fall of man, Genesis chapter 5, he says, this is the book, Genesis 5 verse 1. I'm being too fast, right? Genesis 5. I want us to just quickly miss us ourselves. Genesis 5. This is the book of generations of Adam. That's the genealogy of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God, made he him. Male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam. So he called their name what? Adam, or what? Mankind. And in the day they created, and Adam lived 130 years and begot a son in his own likeness, after his image, and called him Seth. So you find out that every other man that comes after Adam is not in the image of God. You see that? So Adam gives birth to those people that are not in God's image. Amen. Neither was Adam himself in the image of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So when you see the scriptures use words like God created them in his image, refers to a spiritual reality. Alright? A spiritual reality. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. For the image of God is Christ himself. If any man be in that image, he becomes in that image, the image of God. So we can see that the person who is in Christ, or the person who has the Spirit of God indwelling in him, the person has an ability to dominate the earth. The person has ability to dominate everything that God created, whether they be spiritual things or physical things, invisible things and physical things. So that means when you look at the sky, you look at the earth, you look at the trees, you look at the land, you look at the animals, you look at the fish of the sea, it means that we have dominion over every one of them. And then, we don't have much time with this one. So it means that we have dominion over every one of them. Right? So I have dominion, you have dominion, as long as Christ dwells in you, as long as you are now in that image of God, you have dominion, you have authority. You can say things and they will happen as exactly as you said it. They will happen exactly as you said it. You say things, you decree things, and they go on, they just happen, because it's dominion. That is the power of God in a man. In a man. Hallelujah. Praise God. So that is a reason. That is the reason of your indwelling in Christ, or Christ dwelling in you. Now look at John chapter 14. Look at John chapter 14. If you see verse 21. Look at verse 26 or 25. John chapter 14 verse 25. He says, these things Jesus speaking now, have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, that word Comforter is a helper, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Now, people often just want to say that Holy Spirit is our teacher. And we've corrected that in one of our teachings. I think one of the Bible interpretation episodes or whatever. One of them, we explained that the Holy Spirit is not our teacher. Okay? Jesus was speaking to his first audience. Okay, you must know that. He was saying that the things that I have taught you guys, the Holy Ghost will come and make you understand what I have taught you. He was not saying that the Holy Spirit will just be the one teaching everybody around. No, he was. Why? Because those were the apostles of the doctrine of Christianity. Those are the ones that Christ asked to go and spread the gospel. so that we can now enter into that same rest of God. Amen. So it's not a case of somebody say, Holy Spirit, teach me. You are the best teacher. The Holy Ghost is the best teacher. But you see, the Ephesians 4 says, when they ascended up on high, gave them teachers, pastors, evangelists, you know, and the rest of them, so that they would teach, edify, and build up until everybody becomes to the unity of faith, the knowledge of the Son of God. So the teacher is your pastor. The teacher is the gift of God in men, not the Holy Ghost. Even though the Holy Ghost uses men. So the way God will teach you is only through men that will teach you. Amen. All right. Verse 27. Peace I leave unto you. All right. Peace I leave unto you. My peace and I give unto you. Not as the world giveth and as I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. All right. Then look at... Okay, let's just read verse 28. You have heard how I said unto you, I go away and I come again to you. If you have loved me, you will rejoice because I said I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. Now, obviously, we know that what Jesus meant here was that he was going to come into us by his Spirit. And for us to have his Spirit today means that we can do what he has asked us to do, to preach the gospel. Now, finally, look at Mark before we just pray in the Spirit. Mark chapter 16. This should be a whole teaching. Mark chapter 16. Look at verse 15. We'll read verse 15 to the end. All right. And he said unto them, go ye into the world, Mark 16, verse 15. Go into the world and preach the gospel, thank you, Lord, to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned, condemned. And this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. So you can see that this is dominion. Casting out devils in the name of Jesus. Knowing that Christ is with us, we cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. That's the second thing. They shall take up serpents, and if they shall drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. So everything on earth is subject to the man that is born again. The man that is a believer. Everything that God created in this earth. It says, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. Do you know why you recover when you are sick? Know why you're going to recover? Because even the body was created by God. The body was created by God. So whatever is a creation of God, I always tell myself, is this God's creation? What I mean is this God's creation originally. Is this God's creation? Now, there's a perversion of things like demons. But even at that, originally they're God's creation. As long as that's the case, I have the power and dominion over them. But you know, there's, you know, I've told us that obviously when it comes to men, like we don't have dominion over men, right? Okay. Okay, but that's different. Amen. So, but you see, they shall lay hands on the sick and the sick shall recover. So then, after the Lord has spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat in the right hand of God. You see, that is a vision. Did not see Jesus. See Jesus at the right hand of God, the Father. That's a vision. So verse 20, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord walking with them, confirming the word with signs following. Amen. So that means we know that in the image of God, we have dominion. And we can experience signs and wonders. Hallelujah. We can experience signs and wonders. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You can say this to yourself. I can experience signs and wonders. Say, I will experience in the name of Jesus, the power of God. Signs and wonders. Follow me. I experience the power of God in my life, in my daily experiences. I experience the supernatural, experience God's power. You know, God said they will speak in new tongues. They will speak in new tongues, a fresh mode of communication, a fresh one, not like the ones that man has established. You know, man brought about languages used on earth, but the fresh one, that mockery, Isaiah 28, that fresh one that is built by God himself, they will speak it. Hallelujah. Glory to the name of the Lord. Praise God. And then 1 Corinthians 12, just because of our time, we couldn't go into all of these things. You know, 1 Corinthians 12 will tell us the nature of those gifts. Tells us the gifts of healing. So let's walk a little bit with God's power. So does anybody have anybody they're expecting healing for? Hallelujah. Anybody like that? Anybody? Let's just ask questions, please. Anyone? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Joel, are you there? Do you have anyone that we can pray for that's sick, that's ill?
I don't think so. Not off the top of my head. No.
Okay, no worries. Chibweze, how about you? Do you have anyone that we can pray for?
I said, I'm pretty cool, right?
No, yeah. Anyone that's sick.
I think I have, yes. One of my friends.
What's wrong with the person?
She's supposed to go for a surgery.
Okay. Sorry? Okay, I'm listening.
She's supposed to go for a surgery. I don't know what she has inside her body, but like she's supposed to go for an operation that they have to take it off.
Okay, that's a successful one. It's successful. Yeah, the surgery is successful. I just said by the God's power. I mean, it's successful. No, that's not an issue.
Amen.
It's successful. Amen. It's not an issue. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. So anybody that's sick now, any other person? Okay, just any other person. Not that person. Just the only person here. All right. So we're gonna pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So the gifts of the Spirit, like I said, we have healing. So, it said they are healing gifts. So that means God has given us authority to change and alter certain things in people's bodies. Right? He has given us that ability. Sometimes those things can happen instantly. And as we've experienced, sometimes, although I'm yet to find the scriptural understanding behind that, but sometimes it doesn't happen as instantly as we thought. It doesn't happen that way. But it does happen. Yeah. It does happen. So God has given us authority to heal. Power to heal. Heal. To heal, to take, the spiritual is before the natural. So the spiritual would alter, would shape, reorchestrate. Hallelujah. We'll alter it. Hallelujah. Operation. It's called an operative gift. Hallelujah. So the that's a healing gift. Then we have the gift of working of miracles. Hallelujah. Joel, what miracle do you expect God to do right now? I just want you to say it now, and then we'll just do that. Hallelujah. Miracles are everywhere.
For who? For me or?
For you. For you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.
There's one I told you about last year.
Okay. Your personal one, right?
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God is able to do it. God is able to do it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, as he has asked, thank you, Lord Jesus. Let him have it. I ask in the name of Jesus. Let him have it. Let him have that which he has asked for. In the name of Jesus Christ, by your power, before the end of this year, let him experience that miracle. Thank you, Lord Jesus. By your power. Yeah, let it work. let it work in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command the healing. I command that miracle to be worked now by the power that raised Christ from the resurrection, by the power of God that existed from the beginning. I speak into your body right now. Let it work. Let it begin to happen right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. To the glory of your name, Father, let it be done. It's done. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So what do we have? We have the workings of miracles. 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 Chibweze, thank you, Lord. So could you tell me, you have any need for a miracle? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay, Chibweze, I think is multitasking at the moment. It must be in another meeting. Thank you, Lord. All right, so we have the workings of miracles. Then we have the gift of faith. We have the gift of faith. That word gift of faith there is the gift of a conviction towards our faith, towards God's word, and then our faithfulness towards it. All right, so we have the gift of faith, and we have the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, the revelation gifts. You can see and know by the Spirit of God. We can see things and know things. So, believers, we can see things by God's Spirit. You know, they said prophecy in the Old Testament. Prophecy. Are your sons and daughters shall prophesy by the Spirit of God. You know, Jesus Christ operated in that gift. Jesus Christ operated in that gift. Prophecy. Look at something. That's John chapter 1, right? I think it's 45. Kadaba. Oh, poor. Jesus. It's too much. Thank you, Lord. Look at verse 45. That's the Koza Haya. That's the Father. Look at verse 45. It says, Philip findeth Nathanael and said unto him, We have found him of whom the Moses in the law and the prophet did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Nathanael said unto him, Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Philip said unto him, Come and see. Jesus saw verse 47. Jesus, I hope you're following, please, guys. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and said unto him, Behold, an Israelite in whom there is no guile, no deceit. Nathanael said unto him, How do you know me? Jesus answered, look at this. Jesus said unto him, Before that Philip called thee, when thou was under the fig tree, I saw thee. I saw you when you were under the fig tree. You know, what? Some time ago, when I was doing my meetings here in Hatfield, one of the meetings I remember, as the people were coming in, I just told them, you were at this place, right? You were at that place. I was never there to see them, but I kept mentioning where they were that same day. They said, yeah, I was there. They didn't even know what I was doing. But actually, Jesus said, I saw you under the fig tree before, you understand, before Philip called you. Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God. Thou art the King of Israel. Jesus said to him, Because I said unto you, I saw you under the fig tree, you believe. You shall see greater things than this. If you look at John chapter 8, Jesus Christ also hears the thoughts of people. Where the man, they brought him from the roof, right? The man that was paralyzed, they brought him from the roof of where Jesus was preaching, and they brought him, and then Jesus then hears the thoughts, and then said, "Which one is easier? Speak to the Jews now, the Pharisees. Which one is easier to heal the sick or to say your sins are forgiven? But that you might know that the Son of Man has for power to forgive the sins, authority to forgive sins. He then says, your sins are forgiven." All right, and then says, take up your mat and walk. So Jesus Christ hears. You can hear. So that means everything that Jesus did, that is what you can do. Hallelujah. You can hear thoughts of people. Sometimes when I'm preaching here, I can hear your thoughts, and that forms the things I say. I can hear people's thoughts. I can hear. I know sometimes what's going on. And that's why you hear me say certain things. I just perceive. You know, Paul, in Acts 16, Paul said, the Bible says, Paul was stirred up in the spirit. In Acts 17, the same thing, stirred up in the spirit. You perceive certain things. It just, sometimes it comes sometimes it comes as though it's discomfort, but it's not discomfort. It's not in a discomforting way, but it just comes as a serious urge. You just feel like, what's this? You just sense it in the spirit. You perceive it, you know, in the spirit. And that's the power that God has given to us. The word of wisdom, the word of knowledge. Hallelujah. Now, before we leave this place, I know that Chibos is having an issue with his network as well. It's unfortunate, but we thank God for everything. Let's just, I'll just minister to you that's here. Thank you, Lord Jesus. By the word of God, Leka davraha gadosh, Eframazoza hakis kuzamande proga sisa proga, roja ke davraha. Now, let me just say this quickly. When you want to minister, when you want to minister, avoid thinking too much, too far. Right? Just speak God's word. Just speak God's word. All right? Just speak the word of God to the person. That's called prophecy. And prophecy is included in prophecy is a word of wisdom and a word of knowledge. Right? Okay. So I just speak now. So whatever you pick, you just speak. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I just pray. The Lord will remove tears. Yeah. Tears is removed from your eyes. Tears is removed from your eyes. Tears removed from eyes in the name of Jesus. There's no crying. There's no crying. There's no loss. There's no loss in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray against everyone. Anyone that's sick. No, wait. Yeah. There's no loss for you. There's no loss in the name of Jesus. No sickness takes you away. No sickness takes anyone that is related to you away. I rebuke sickness from that sister. I rebuke sickness in the name of Jesus. I rebuke sickness. I command health in Jesus' name. There's health in your relationship. In your relationship with your family members. In your relationship with your relatives. There's a health. There's health in the name of Jesus Christ. There's healing in the name of Jesus. I speak against evil. I speak against wrong communications that can stir up division, sowing discord and gossip and false witnessing. Yeah. I speak peace. Let there be a repairing. Let there be a repairing. A repairing. A repairing of your relationships. In the name of the Lord Jesus. There's healing in that family. Now, if you observe how it progressed, I just started by saying there's no tears. And then it went to sickness, loss. And then it went more clearer to relationships. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Much more for you, brother. Much more for you. There's health. There's healing. Yeah. In your body. Everything that's not working well, let it work. In the name of the Lord Jesus. There's healing. And every part of your body is complete to the glory of God the Father. You are healed in your mind, your soul, your body. You are not in lack. Your needs are met. Not just your needs. You have much more doors of provision, doors of material acquisition and possession. You have everything that you need. Everything is provided. You do not lack. You are in plenty. You are able to meet the needs of others. You will not be you will not be stranded. You will not lack in the name of the Lord. I pray for angels to be at your help in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And the word of God prospers in your mind. Your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ is sound. You grow in the knowledge of Christ and are bound unto every good work. Your eyes are sharpened. Your ears are sharpened. Your relationships are best. In the name of Jesus Christ, they are their best. They are functioning in health. In the name of the Lord, your relationships are functioning in health. In the name of Jesus Christ, you win all the time. The power of God expands expression by his glory, and people see the love of God in you. People see God's love. People see God's love in you. Where they relate with you, they experience the presence of God in his love. The aura of Jesus Christ, like a fragrance, is what people perceive when they come near you, favor is what they seek close to you. Yeah, you are a man of lights. The Lord uses you for his work. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed. Do not let anybody talk down on you, because that's a lie. 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 Satan only uses words from people, opinions of people. Hallelujah. But that's not what God says about you. You are God's own. You are God's own. Be bold. Be sure. Be assured that you are used by God. You are complete in Christ. You have nothing lacking. You are the best of God's creation. Yeah. As that is for you. You are the best. Hallelujah. Yeah. God's word prospers in your heart. God's word prospers in your life. God's word prospers in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I just pray for spiritual growth for you, brother. I just pray in the name of Jesus for wisdom, for decisions, wisdom, for patience, for right direction in your decisions. To the glory of the Father. Amen. Amen. Right, you know, like I've taught you before that when I'm the person teaching you, person discipling you, person training in God's word, it's not what's the word in English? It's not the word of God also applies to them. You understand? So what that means is that you can also prophesy to me. All right, you can pray for me. I need the prayers too, because it's God's word, it's God's power, it's God's gift. Amen. I showed us how that Barnabas and Saul were leaders of the church in Antioch. However, you will find out that the disciples that they trained laid hands on them before they were sent out as apostles. They laid hands on them. Praise God. And that's the beauty of God. It says that no flesh should glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. So just pray and speak. Just say a word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Speak, brother. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I give you praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. I receive your glory, Lord. Oh, thank
you, Jesus. You lack no good thing. That you need and want is provided.
Amen.
I think you see an acceleration in answered prayers. You see an acceleration in answered prayers. Things moving faster in your favor.
Amen.
Things moving faster in your favor.
Amen.
That's what I'm getting right now. Just things moving faster in your favor at the moment. Accelerate your prayers and things moving faster in your favor. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Glory to the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah, God's word for us tonight. We win always in the name of Jesus Christ. We just pray for this, the work of God. I pray for growth. I pray for blessing, the blessing of God upon our ministry. It prospers in the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah, as Christ's church prospered, this ministry will prosper. It will go to the ends of the earth. The people that have been taught here, they will go with the glory of God, with the fire of God. There will be witnesses unto everywhere they are, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. I give you praise. For it's in Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Amen.